This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for October 5th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Shores Horseman has several distinctions in his unique life. For one thing, he's lived at the bottom of the Grand Canyon for the past 31 years. And for another, he's the longest-serving volunteer in National Park Service history. That's right, the 62-year-old is not employed by the Park Service, but he does get a $15 per day stipend for helping visitors to the Phantom Ranch Lodge and Ranger Station and the Bright Angel Campground in the canyon. He says he may stay for a few more years and then maybe volunteer for a whale census project, or maybe not. A Japanese company has revealed that it hopes to explore the moon with a lunar lander and rover that will be delivered to space by SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket in 2020 and 2021. iSpace said their ultimate goal is to deliver instruments to the moon for future customers and to mine resources there for future space travel. Other landers from other companies are also slated to land on the moon in 2019 and 2020, so it's about to become a busy place. Netflix has purchased the rights to adapt The Chronicles of Narnia, the beloved series of novels by C.S. Lewis, for their streaming service. The most recent adaptation occurred in the 2000s, when the first three books, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, and The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, were made into movies. But a fourth movie was never made. Netflix notes that this is the first time that the rights to all seven books were acquired by one company all at once, which makes a complete set of adaptations more likely. Necco Wafers and Sweetheart Candies have been saved from extinction. The right to make the classic candies of the former New England Confectionery Company have been purchased by the Spangler Candy Company in Ohio, which already makes several long-lived candies like Dum Dum Lollipops and Circus Peanuts. Generations of kids have received Sweetheart Candies, the heart-shaped candies with little sayings on them, on Valentine's Day, and lots of Catholic kids use the Necco Wafers to play at celebrating Mass. The Salve Regina is one of the most beautiful hymns to the Virgin Mary and is one of the most well-known, having long since been incorporated into the Church's Liturgy of the Hours. But did you know it was composed 1,000 years ago by a blind monk with a speech impediment and debilitating chronic ailments? Blessed Hermann of Reichenau was a master of astronomy, theology, math, history, poetry, Arabic, Greek, and Latin. And late in life, he composed beautiful hymns, including the Alma Redemptoris Mater and the Salve Regina, which goes, Hail Holy Queen, Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Dom Bettinelli.